demolition teams brought down Lifeway's Draper Tower on Saturday without incident. It's a building on the Nashville skyline known for the crosses on its facade. Its implosion makes way for a new billion-dollar development. WPLN contributor Chris St. Clair joined locals and out-of-towners who came out in droves.
On the bridge near Union Station, more than 100 people braved the freezing weather to catch a glimpse of the 12-story tower's final moments. A building this large hasn't come down in Nashville since 1985. Some of those watching were tourists. Pat and Mike Smith of Greensboro, North Carolina, say that they were forced to either stay inside their hotel or find a safe place to watch.
8:30 to 10, lockdown.
Either stay in there or get out.
We're locked out in the cold. We're glad to be here.
We want to see the implosion.
Most of the other onlookers were Nashville natives, many with wide-eyed kids in tow. Local photographer Richard Malone says that for him, the implosion is another reminder of how much his hometown is changing.
At first, I was okay with all the new things coming in and all, but now I'm kind of sad to see so much of our town is changing. It'll never go back to our old town.
The Nashville Yards multi-use development will erect movie theaters and boutique hotels where Draper Tower once stood. Lifeway has since built a new headquarters within sight of the original building. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chris St. Clair.